Davina McCall. Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
And you.
Looking exceedingly fit, as ever, I have to say, because you always look gorgeous. But you're here to tell us how you look so gorgeous. I mean, you work at it. It's not something that comes easily. You can't just go, oh, yeah, I look this good and I don't really put that much work into it. You've always put quite a bit of work into it, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I like to try and be a great advocate of don't just get fit for January, February, get fit for life. And trying to find a way for people to be able to do that and stay at it. Because I think sometimes, you know, you look at food choices that people do and you kind of, if they go uber, uber healthy, it's not really realistic. If you've got a family or you're going out for a meal or you're going somewhere, you've got to be kind of realistic about what kind of food choices you can make and what you can sustain. And this book, actually, the 5 weeks to sugar-free, was a lot about that, about trying to find recipes that the whole family, my whole family would enjoy, but that were just slightly healthier versions of what I've been cooking for them already. I mean, silly things like the pork chili. Pork chili. We all love chili. We love beef chili with the beans and the beef. But pork is a lighter, less fatty meat. And in it, we also put sweet potatoes. So actually, when I'm eating it, I don't have it with rice. To me, that's filling enough.
Mm.
So, you know, there are ways that you can kind of adapt each menu for yourself. But the kids, they'll have it with rice. And my husband will have it with rice and sour cream and cheese and, you know, so it's something that we can all eat together.
I have to say, I mean, we've just spoken about it off air. I'm trying to go sugar free. I've made it since the 1st of January, cut it out.
So tell me, how's it been?
Well, I also cut out caffeine, and I think that's been the thing that's made me feel I couldn't focus on about day two, day three. Couldn't focus on anything.
You had a headache.
I had a red mist at one point. I was so angry. Mm.
Well, actually, I have to say the anger might be the sugar.
Oh, really?
I would say headache is caffeine.
Yeah.
Anger could be sugar. Because you get like... I mean, the people that I've spoken to about going sugar-free, there is a fear. It strikes fear into people's hearts, this concept of grieving over something that gives them comfort and love at a time in your day. We have an emotional response, I think, to sugar that's quite interesting.
Mm.
And we know that it's not good for us, but actually it's so comforting and it's sweet. I'm going to treat myself to, you know, all the language that we use around sweets and chocolate and stuff. And we also use it as a pick-me-up, a pep-up. And so actually it's quite frightening to people to become sugar-free, but I'm interested in how have you dealt with that grieving process?
Well,
and do you feel, because we do offer kind of little tasty, little sugary tips in there. How do you feel about it? Or have you just cold turkeyed?
I've cold turkeyed. I definitely need to get your book and start doing some proper recipes, because what I've found is it's actually really hard.
It's really hard.
It's really hard because everything's got sugar in it.
Yeah.
And so I found it. And also I haven't got the time to make everything from scratch and to bring in loads of stuff to work for me to eat. So I'm actually finding it hard to find options
I've got a word for you.
Go on.
Power balls. Yeah.
Power
so
balls.
In the book, there are power balls and they're like little energy balls.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely delicious. And some of them are rolled in coconut and seeds and stuff. And they are about that big. And actually, you could even cut one in half. And just when you're feeling like, oh, my God, I just need to eat something like that. And you can kind of pre-prepare them, if you like. And also, you know, we do like a chocolate mousse in the book. Just if you're beginning to give up, like just a shot of chocolate mousse.
Mm.
But in the 5 weeks in the back of the book, nobody cold turkeys. They go through the first 4 weeks having sugar replacement in the form of honey and maple syrup. We use that in some of the recipes. And then gradually by the fifth week, there's no honey or maple syrup or any kind of sweet stuff in that last week.
Okay.
So it's a bit easier and it's a bit more gentle. I would say the red mist that you felt, it was giving up sugar. And it is a really, really hard, harder than any of us think. We're so dependent on it. And like you said, it's in so much stuff.
Well, the only thing I can't get my head around is doing it for life, is that you've made that decision to go sugar-free. I'm sort of doing that typical January, you know, New Year. Let's see if I can do something for a month.
That's because you're doing it in such a hard way. Because the way that I work it now, I've been sugar-free for quite a while, for, you know, for sort of 6 months since, maybe a bit less than that, since I got back on the kick after the challenge.
Yeah.
My health kick after my sport relief challenge, sorry. And now, you know, I have been round to a friend's house and I have eaten a pudding round at my friend's house. It isn't about complete denial.
Right,
it's about
okay.
basically leading a sugar-free life.
Mostly.
I don't cook with sugar. I don't use sugar in the house. I don't eat biscuits. I don't eat chocolate. But I do, my daughter made me a birthday cake last year, which was from the book, which was made with maple syrup. Maple syrup's quite expensive,
yeah.
but it does taste really good in this cake. But if you want to, you can replace it with honey, I think. It just gives it a slightly different flavour. But anyway, she cooked me a sugar-free cake. You know, sometimes I'll make sugar-free brownies with the kids if I'm at kind of a low ebb and I really need something. So it isn't about denial. It's about saying to yourself, I'm really, really going to make an effort to go sugar-free. And sometimes I'll have a pudding if somebody's made a really amazing one at the house, but I'll try and have a small portion.
Yeah.
It's about being realistic. But if you are at home and you change that just by giving it up for a bit, you'll change your taste buds. Just try not to change them back again.
Yeah.
You will start enjoying savoury food a bit more.
Well, I'm fighting the urge every night because that's when I crave it most.
I know.
I really, really do.
Oh
and
my
I've
God.
Not, I've, you know, there's still chocolate and biscuits and all sorts in the
Is
house.
There?
Yeah.
Get it out.
Well, my husband wouldn't, he'd go mad. He's like, I'm not doing this. So, you know.
But is he not supporting you?
Well, but
what sort of a husband is he?
We still got loads of stuff left over from Christmas. That's why.
Bennett. Secretly Bennett.
For my little girl as well. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got kids. Mm. I completely get that. My kids have all got a drawer in their bedrooms and they've got sweets in there that are presents or from party bags. But interestingly, with my kids, maybe because I've just sort of said, look, you can have the drawer, they don't eat the entire drawer at one time.
Yeah.
And I don't deny them sugar, but I do make lollipops for them at home rather than shop-bought ones. And we do try and make the recipes. So if they do have a brownie or a chocolate mousse or something, we'll make something, bread and butter pudding. There's a sugar-free version of a bread and butter pudding in there. Lots of lovely puddings without sugar in to just try. And they do taste slightly less sweet than conventional recipes. But I think sometimes, even as a sugar eater, I used to find some recipes
too
like
much.
Just
yeah.
too much.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So they slightly kind of are getting a, you know, a taste for a healthy lifestyle. But I mean, at school and stuff, your children, you know, they're eating heaps of sugar at school anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
puddings, you get a pudding with every meal and you get mid-morning snack and mid-afternoon doodah. And,
yeah.
So I do understand your plight. I do get it.
But people listening are going to go, why are you doing this?
I'll tell you why.
What's the benefits?
I'll tell you. So firstly, if you want to lose weight, which I know a lot of people do at this time of year, it has to be a two-pronged approach. So it's got to be exercise and healthy eating. And we all know what healthy eating is, and we all know how to do that. Now, this book is to help you eat healthy because there are lots of salads and stuff in there that you can eat, but also sustain a healthy lifestyle after that. Sugar, my particular bugbear with sugar, is all to do with the fact it started really with me looking into sugar when my sister got cancer and she was diagnosed, and I sort of found a nutritionist that just said don't do sugar. Sugar feeds tumours. And I was like, God, really? That sounds a bit sort of OTT. And I looked it up, and just the information that there is on sugar out there, it just plays havoc with your body. And we all have too much sugar. And in fact, it was in the papers the other day that we've got to help our kids eat less sugar. It's an epidemic. So I just thought, God, I don't want to deny myself all the lovely food. It's not about denial and saying, oh my God, you'll never be able to eat anything nice and sweet ever again. I want to just try and find a healthier way of trying to eliminate it from my diet. It's a realistic way that everybody could do, because I too felt like that. I love sugar. I love food. I love eating. I don't want to be miserable and thin. So it's about trying to find a balance, a way that you can fit. I mean, that's why my DVD is called 7-Minute Fit. I don't have time to do sort of, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours of exercise every day. So it's all tailor-made around us.
The DVD, you know. Can I just ask you about the DVD? Because we're running out of time. The DVD 7-Minute Fit. Mm. Can I just ask, I'd love to, that's one thing I haven't sorted out yet, what I'm going to do exercise-wise. Mm. Can you do it if you're not, I mean, I've had a trainer, so I know the basics and stuff like that, and I've done the gym quite a bit.
You'll be fine.
But what about if you haven't?
Right,
you know?
So that's exactly why we did this DVD. There are 10 7-Minute Workouts. If you've never exercised before, you can definitely do one of the 7-Minute portions, and you will feel it the next day. And even if you've exercised before, especially the stomach exercises and the hamstrings, your legs, the leg exercises are killer. If you have worked out before and you know what to do and you want to, say, train your legs in particular, you could do the Fat Burner Plus, which is slightly harder than the Fat Burner, and two of the legs together. That's still only 21 minutes with a little bit of a warm-up before.
Oh, I love the sound of it.
And a little bit of a stretch afterwards. But that's still a really, really short workout and it's pretty intense. But if you're a real beginner, just do one. Do one every day and then build up. Do two one day and skip the next day. Do three one day, skip the next day. Maybe skip the day after, then do another three. You know, it's about tailor-making each one for you. And what's lovely is that I love social networking because Ed, my trainer, is now putting out combos on his Facebook page. And so, like, we can go to his Facebook page. I do them.
Yeah.
And we could go to his Facebook page and do the combos on the DVD. And it's like, he's telling us what to do. It's like having a personal trainer, not having to pay for it. It's amazing.
Okay, I need to sign up, follow him.
Sign up.
And just before you go, because one of my addictions, not sadly, and I don't always watch it, but I am watching this series, Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yes.
It's so good.
But Boy George tweeted,
yes.
I think
about
they
the
should
alcohol.
Cut out alcohol because it's just an easy option.
Yeah.
And you said, I agree.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, do you think it's just the way of cheap TV? You know?
No, I just think it's quite psychologically, it's a really interesting thing to not put alcohol in there because you don't understand what a crutch alcohol is to some people.
Yeah.
Some people feel like, oh, I can't relax, I can't be myself unless I've had a sort of drink to loosen myself up. And actually, as somebody that's teetotal and completely sober, the first party that I went to sober, it's quite a telling thing. Can you let yourself go enough to let yourself go without alcohol? A first date, can you flirt with somebody? Can you really kind of just totally relax without a drink in you? It's a really psychologically interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in there probably would rely on a couple of drinks to loosen themselves up. So actually, that's what I meant by it.
Yeah.
And I know that George meant that as well, because I know George and we're both patrons of the same treatment centre.
Yeah.
So we know each other quite well. But that's what we're talking about. The psychology behind actually not drinking could be even almost more interesting than if they all just got bladdered and... You know, because actually when you get bladdered, you say, oh, you're showing your true self. I don't always agree with that. You know, sometimes people are complete wazzards when they're drunk.
And I speak from experience.
Me too.
and very finally, because I know we've got to go, but Katie Hopkins, discuss, please. Mm.
Katie Hopkins is like a parody and I'm, you know, it's like meeting Jeremy Kyle. He's the nicest guy you could meet. He's such a nice person. And I'm hoping that if I ever get to meet Katie Hopkins, she goes, hi, oh, I love your sugar-free cookbook and I like making baking and I like soft kittens and furry animals. I'm just a persona.
Okay.
I'm hoping that that's who she is because she can't really be that hateful. I mean, it takes quite a lot to get banned from This Morning. I mean, that woman's just... She's something else.
Yeah, I'm not sure that... I don't know. She's created this parody. I don't know what's underneath it.
I think she's making a lot of money, you know, out of being spiteful.
But why would you want to make money out of being spiteful and being
hated?
Well,
she's found her niche.
But she's got kids and that's not... I just think it's not fair.
No, I mean, listen, I'm with you. I don't even know why I'm defending her. I'm with you, but I'm always trying to defend the underdog, and I don't know why I do it. I just do. But she's a tricky, but she's the perfect CBB housemate. Keep her in, for the love of God. Mm. Get rid of the boring ones. Keep her in.
No, you're right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Davina, as ever, I could talk all day.
I
all
love
show.
You. I know.
Can I really
we
love you.
Just sit here for the rest of the day.
Just have a natter.
We could stop recording.
Stop playing
and
music.
And just carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't.
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really nice to see you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.